Tuesday, the 30th of June, Ches Tammuz, Rabbi Yaakov Friedman, The Infinite Power of Humility.
The parasha of Taras, Paraduma, the Seder of Tahara. We know that there are a number of meaning, there are a number of different items that need to be used in this process. And of the meaning is Eitz Erev Eizov Ishnitor Las. Cedar tree, the azoi bush, and a string that is likened to a talat, to a worm. Rashi brings one of the Ramazim, one of the lessons that is meant to be taken from using these minim in the process of the Tara of Hora Aduma. Shloisha minim halolu kineged shloishas alfa isha notnu ba'egel ba'erez hu agavoya mikolo ilonois. The Ezov Namuch Mikula. Erez, the cedar tree, is higher than all the trees. The Ezov, and the bush, the Ezov bush, is lower than all of them. Simen Shagavoya Sheniskoya Vachota Yashpil Esatzmoy Ke Ezov Esolas Vizchapelo. One who has become haughty and through his haughtiness has sinned, he has to learn humility, he has to be mashpil himself, like the Ezov, and thereby reach Kapara. Here, in the Rashi, we understand that this is a necessary Musar, a necessary Hisoyres, for a person to have Kapara. In truth, the Kalir, the Yoitzrois, Lozar Kalir, Yoitzrois that we say in the four Parshiyos, Minig Yisrael Vosik, the Kalir, the Rishonim already, Rashi and Toisus, bring numerous proofs from the inferences in his Lashon, in the Yitzrois, in the Payet. He's either a Tana, a very latest of the early Rishonim. And he writes here, he says here, something even more powerful than we find in Rashi. The Baal Yisgoa Mizgoa Ke'erez. One shouldn't be haughty like the haughtiness of the cedar tree. Shim lo yimach ke'ezov v'yichoshev kesolas. If a person doesn't lower himself like the ezov bush, v'yichoshev ketolas, and see himself like a tolas, like a mere worm, lo yitoher be'ezov v'shni tolas. He won't achieve tahara. He won't achieve the purity that is meant to be achieved through the process of Pora Aduma. Evidently, the process of anova, of humility, of reaching the proper levels of humility, is a necessary element of tahara, of purity. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Vayera really derives the same principle from the Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin says that Avraham Avinu, when he said, Anoichi Ofer Ba'efer, and speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I am like dust and ashes before you. And the schus and the merit of him saying that, obviously not just the words, but him truly feeling with the depth of his heart this kind of humility, and the schus and the merit of that, Chazal tell us, Zochu Bonov Lo'afar Soitav Le'efer Pora. Klal Yisrael merited the dirt that is used in the checking of the Soita, and the woman who has been remissed to her husband. And Efer Pora, the ashes used in the process of Taras HaPora. Here the Meshech Chochma understands from the Gemara that, as we saw here in the Kalir, Tara, the Shoresh, the roots of the Schus, of the ability for Klal Yisrael to have Tara, to reach purity, even from the Tuma of Tumas Ameis, the Koyach, the ability to reach Tara, comes from this kind of humility, the kind of humility that Avraham Avinu expressed, Anoichi Ofer Ba'efer. And he explains the Meshech Chochma that in truth, all elements of this world in their basic original form are not Mekabel Tumah. Tumah can only be had when something has become processed and reached the usages of man. Raw elements are not Tumah. Wood is not tummy until it's made into a kli. The same thing with all the elements. And not only is it so that they aren't tomei, anything in its raw original form isn't tomei. The process of tara also, when we return something to its original state, we somehow bring it back to the raw elements, it can become tahor. Zroim, seeds that are tomei, when we plant them in the earth and they become part of the ground, they lose their tumah, they become tahor. So to mayim that are tmeim, mashkim that are tmeim, liquids that become tomei, one of the ways to be metaya them is to immerse them in the body of water, in a mikveh mayim, in a body of water that's tahor. And by chibur lamayim, by becoming again connected and attached to the body of water, they reach tahara. Returning the items to their original basic elements is a process of tahara. So too says the Meshech Chochma, Keinu b'taras ha-Yisraeli, Klal Yisrael can reach tahara through the similar process. When a person reaches a level of humility and sees himself like Avraham Avinu, Afar v'Efer, his desires become meaningless and unimportant, and he makes himself void, b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stands b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, returns all his senses, all his desires to their source, ka'afar la'aretz, and libo la'shamayim, and his neshama, he reinstates and reconnects to its source. That's the tahara of Yisrael. And that's really the message here that we see in Rashi, and even more so in the Kalir, that the tahara of Parah Aduma, which is the greatest source of tahara that we have for the most chomor, the most severe of tumas, needs the eitz eras ve'eza v'shnita las to arouse us to that kind of humility, to that kind of shiflus v'anova, to be able to even mature haughty like the cedar tree, to again return ourselves to the simple elements of existence, where we realize that we are nothing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka'ofar ba'efer. This is a necessary element in the tahara process of Parah Aduma. But I think that not only is this process of anova one that's necessary for tahara, it's also one that brings us to the highest levels that mankind can achieve. Nevuah, we know, is the highest level on the ladder of ruchnias, of spirituality, where one reaches a whole other connection, a whole other kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through which he has nevuah. And it's clear that of the most important midos, the most important tools with which to reach the level of nevuah is anova, is this kind of humility. The Gemara in the Nedarim says, Ein Hashchina Shara Al Chacham Gibor Asher Ba'onav. And it seems evident from the Gemara, although the Rambam does have a different pshat, it does, the Rishonim already bring out that the Gemara seems to say that what we are talking about here is actual physical gvura, actual physical wealth. That a person, in order to reach nevuah, has to be a Chacham Gibor Asher Ba'onav. Even these physical traits, wealth, physical wealth and physical strength. And many of the Rishonim from the Rambam on deal with this issue, why are these important for reaching Nevuah? Why is this necessary for reaching the Nevuah? And Chaim Volozhiner in Sefer Ruach HaChaim has a pshat where he says that the truth is Anova. Anova is the source for Nevuah. The reason that Eina Nevuah Shor and the Shechina Shor Al Chacham Gibor Asher V'Anav is all as a means to reach the highest level of Anava. If somebody has only some milas, he's limited in his abilities, in his talents, in his greatness in some area, his Anava is not the same as somebody who has every single mila that's unimaginable. Physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. When a person has all the milas that are possibly imaginable, and he still can have that kind of humility, that he is not important, and what he has is all gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he feels that he is afar ba'efer b'fnei Hashem with all the milas, then he can reach nevuah. But the truth is, the true necessary hagdama for nevuah is really anava. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, reached the highest level of Nevuah. As the Pasuk says, Pe'al Pe'a Daber Boi B'mar Avalev Echidois, Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest level of Nevuah above all other Nevim. He saw his Nevuah was Baspaklar Yahameira, like Rashi brings. Everybody else is Bechoy, and he said, Zeh Adavar, with a whole nother level of clarity, with a whole nother level of Shleimus was his Nevuah. Allah the Nevim, Sibas, Baklar, Yahav, She'ena Me'iri, Me'ira, a seeing glass that isn't perfectly clear, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Bas Baklar, Yahav, Me'ira. How did he reach that level, and what did he do to come to such a Madrega? It seems clear that here again, Anova was the secret to his greatness in Nevuah. As the Torah says, Aish Moshe Ana Mikol Adam, and the truth is that pasuk precedes the whole description of Nevuah, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. In some ways it might be taken as a Hagdoma and an explanation of how he did reach this. Moshe Rabbeinu's Anova was on a whole other level, and his Nevuah was on a whole other level. There's a Chazal that says, in comparing Moshe Rabbeinu to Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says Avram Avram, and the Pasuk says Moshe Moshe. And there's a difference. Avram Avram, Pasuk Taime, Moshe Moshe, Loi Pasuk Taime. In the reading of Avram Avram, there is some distinction, some separation in the flow of the words, as the Ta'ameh Hakra teach us, there is some distinction and separation between the two names, Avram, Avram. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi Pasik Taime, there's no hefsek, there's no separation, it's one exact continuum. And here again, Rav Chaim Elojner explains what Chazal are indicating to us. A name, he says, we know a name, some Shamois Ba'aretz, some Shemois Ba'aretz. The name, especially the name that the Torah uses to describe someone, is not just a haphazard choice of name. It's the definition of the essence of the person, the definition of the essence of his being and of his spirituality. That's a shame, that's a name in the Torah. And in truth, the true essence of a person, the true essence of a person's pnimius, of his spirituality, lies in his neshama, in the neshama elyoina, in the heavenly soul that every person is endowed. And the neshama elyoina really spans from the highest levels of spirituality, tachas kisei hakovai, the bottom of which exists in the gufa adam, in the person, in his physical state. These two names, Avram, Avram, and Moshe, Moshe, says Rav Chaim Elojner, are referring to the two states that the person exists in. One is in his pure neshama, in its shoresh, in its roots, and the other as the neshama functions and exists in this world, in the guf ha'adam, in his body. Avram Avram, Pasik Taimei, the first Avram refers to the Shoresh HaNeshama, the spiritual essence of Avram Avinu in his pure spiritual soul. The second refers to him as the soul takes function and Tzura in the goof. Pasik Taimei, but there's a difference. There's a difference between the Neshama as it exists in the form of the goof and the Neshama where it is without a goof above in heaven. Posik Taime. It's not the same when the goof is there. There is a hefsek, there's some differentiation, there's some separation between the person, even the function of the neshama as it's closed in the goof, and as it is without the goof. Moshe, Moshe, Loi Posik Taime. There was no distinction, there was no separation. That means to say that the goof was not in the way. The goof did not disturb, did not detract, did not separate between the holiness and purity of his neshama. He reached such a level, Moshe Rabbeinu, where he purified his body and all his senses, that there was no separation, there was no difference between the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu be'elyoinim before and after it came into his body. And how did he reach this purity of guf where there was no hefsek, no separation? Through his aflaga and anava, through his extreme levels of humility. And here too, Chazal point out there was a difference between the humility of Avraham Avinu. Even Avraham Avinu in the greatness of his anava didn't come to the level of anava of Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Gemara says. Avraham Avinu said, Anoichi ofar va'efer, ofar va'efer. I'm dust and ashes before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'nachnu ma, what are we? What? Nothing. Afar va'efer, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, is a tremendous level of humility, a tremendous level of feeling a total void before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's something there. There's at least afar, there's efer, there's some substance. Moshe Rabbeinu's level of anava, not just the words he says, but depicted the true essence of his madrega pnimis, was v'nachnu ma, he felt he's completely void. There is no existence before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am nothing. I feel no self, no self at all, to the point where he could say nachnu ma, that madrega of total selflessness, total selflessness, was one that made all his senses, his bodily senses, his emotional senses, completely pure, completely clear. We're not mafsik, did not divide and separate between the purity of his neshama without the goof and with the goof. And through this he reached this kind of level of aspakalarya ha-me'ira, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. If one has to look through a glass and it's somewhat tainted, or even the slightest impurity in the glass, the clarity that he will have in seeing through that glass obviously is disturbed even in the slightest way. When the glass is perfectly clear and there's no impurities in the glass, one sees as if there's no glass in the way, as if there's nothing between him and the thing that he's seeing. The Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, because his goof, his whole being and all its senses were so purified, so mezukak and so metuhar through this level of v'nachnu ma, he felt himself completely void b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was nothing blocking his perception, his physical perception, so his nevuah was with total clarity, total purity, as if there was nothing between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other Nevi'im did not reach that level of purity, did not reach that level of anava, where they felt all their senses, batul and mevutal, all their senses completely void, so there was always something there between their neshama and the perception of nevuah. There was something in their being that was somewhat blocking the clarity of their nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, through his anava, through his bitul, reached the highest levels of nevuah. Obviously, reaching anava, reaching humility in its many, many levels, is something that's a lifetime process, and it's something that takes thought and understanding, practice, hisboinenus, the hergel, realizing that whatever we have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever we have is a matana me'eis Hashem. We need not feel that we deserve praise, we need not feel that we deserve honor. We have to understand we're here for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who are we before Him, and all that we have is His. That's a lifetime process, and that's a lifetime avoida. But I think that there's another avoida that we have in our lives that is also extremely basic and extremely significant, that we can experience and reach through it a different level of anava, a different level of bito, through our day-in-day experiences and certainly through significant experiences in our life. That's extremely central in Avodas Hashem. And that's Hoidah. Hoidah, recognizing, feeling, internalizing our Hoidah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that we have. We know that Kfuyei Toiva, not recognizing and not appreciating good, is something that Chazal or Magana, something that is considered extremely, extremely negative and lowly, like the Chinuch describes in Mitzvahs Kibudav. Kofui Toiva is something shuffle the nivze. That's on the negative. On the positive, we understand, it's clear from many sources, one can reach the greatest levels of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Hoidah, through recognizing and feeling deeply His kindness, His infinite goodness to us. There are many levels in Hodah in its own right. We say in Nishmas, Kol Berach Lecha Sichra V'Chol Koyma Lefanecha Tishtachaveh. All knees will kneel and bow before you. V'Chol Koyma Lefanecha Tishtachaveh, and all our height, all our erectness, will prostrate ourselves Mishtachaveh before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ishtachavoya. Is Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. We stretch ourselves and spread ourselves off on the ground out of the depth of feeling of thanks to Him. The Baal HaTanya in Sefer Likutei Torah explains that these are two levels of Hodah. Kol Berach Lecha Sichra and Kol Koyma Lefanecha Tishtachaveh. There's a level of Hodah where we feel and sense His kindness and we're humbled by His kindness. We're not deserving. This is so special, and who are we to have such kindness? So we're humbled by it. We're machni ourselves. We bow. We kneel at our knee. But oftentimes that level of Hodah and Hachna is incomplete. When a person kneels and bows at his knee, but his body, the rest of his body is erect, it means internally there's also such a level where he's partially being machni himself. He feels thanks. He feels undeserving. He feels humbled by the kindness and the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But so he kneels, but there's still something that he holds on to as his own erectness and his own self-being. There's another level of Hodah, where a person is so completely overwhelmed by the incredible chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the incredible kindness and love that he's showered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes so overwhelmed by it. He reaches the level of Kol Koyma Lefanecha Tishtachaveh, there's nothing erect anymore. He stretches himself out on the ground, Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, not just externally but internally, and he feels Botol U'Mevutol B'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ofar V'Efer Nachnu Ma, how can we thank you? How can we be deserving of this? Who am I to have such chesed? And he feels complete bittul, complete void, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ready to give himself over in all of entirety of his being. Nothing left. He doesn't remain erect. When a person reaches this kind of hoidah out of the recognition and deep, deep feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, I think that he then has the ability to reach a whole nother connection, a whole nother dveikus, and a whole nother level of Ashras Hashchina. We say in Mizmor Nesoida, Yidrat Hashem Simcha, Nona Bernona, we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy, we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with excitement and happiness. And the pasuk goes on, Du'u ki Hashem Elokim hu asonu v'lo yanachnu. So Rashi comments that the Hemshech HaPosuk, the continuation here, is an explanation. How does one reach this kind of joy in his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does one come to that kind of Simcha? Cholkach lama, de'u ki Hashem Elokim hu asonu v'lo yanachnu. When one can not only know in his mind, but feel and sense deeply in his heart, Hashem Elokim hu asonu v'lo yanachnu, he can come to that kind of simcha, that kind of excitement, that kind of joy in the avodas Hashem. I think if we analyze and look a little closer at this pasuk, we'll find something very significant. Hashem wa nakim, we understand. Hu asana. Chazal tell us who, the choice of David HaMelech using hu asana is extremely significant here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many names. Shem, Elohim, Kel, Shakai, many names. And each name depicts a certain midah, a certain anhaga, a certain way in which he relates to mankind, to the world, a way that we can understand him. Any name gives us some kind of understanding of the way in which he relates to us. There is a situation where there is no name. Who asano. We're not describing, we're not giving any name here in the pasuk. He, without a name. The Chazal tell us this refers to a level of alaikus, a level of godliness that cannot be described. It's above our understanding, it's beyond our conception, it's something greater, more infinite than anything that we could possibly describe. There is no name for it. It's beyond. Magbi lasheves mashpili liros. And when we say hu asano, what we're really trying to realize and recognize is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite greatness, beyond anything we can fathom, Kiviyoko comes from the highest levels of godliness, beyond anything that is in our realm, and lowers Himself into our world to create us, to do for us, to act on our behalf. HaMagbi LaSheves Mashpili Liros VaShamayim VaAretz Hu Asan. When a person thinks about that, he can come to another level of Hodah of Hashem. If a friend does a kindness for us, does a favor for us, we're thankful. If a parent does a favor for us, we're meant to be thankful and understand. If the greatest person in the generation comes to our house and does a small kindness for us, we're overwhelmed with thanks, no matter how small the kindness is. If the king of the land, comes and does the smallest thing for us, we feel indebted and we feel an unbelievable hakoras hatoyt. Melech malchei amlochim, not just melech malchei amlochim, beyond anything we can fathom, comes from the highest levels of kol harikim, lemaila, beyond anything we could even describe, to do for us, to create us, and do anything that we have. We have to feel an unlimitless amount of thanks, an unlimitless amount of hachnoah, and be humbled intensely by that recognition. That can bring us to great simchah, avodas Hashem. We have a connection in everything that we do in our small olam ha-gashmi, olam ha-asiyah, with the highest levels of godliness, and He comes down to our world to be mischasid with us, hu asana. And we continue and say, v'lo yanachnu. We know that Chazal point out there's a differentiation here in this world, in this word loy, and how it's written and how we read it. Ksivu kri. It's written with an aleph, and we read it with a vav. Loy, anachnu means we are nothing. Veloy anachnu. Ma, anachnu ma. Loy, with a vav, means we are His, we are unto Him. And the Mepharshim comment that what this means is when we can reach that level of v'loy anachnu and feel void, bottled before Him, kol koymol v'anecho tishtachave, then we can be zoicha to loy anachnu, chibur and achdus, dveikus, with Him. And with who? With who asonu? With the highest levels of godliness, with the highest levels of elaykus, we can come to a chibur and a kesher. So when we are mizbainein in the Chazdei Hashem and we come to the level of Hu Asonu and recognize the incredible chesed through which we reach the level of not just Berech Kol Berech Chasichra, but Kol Koymol Fodanecha Tishtachave, we feel totally humble, totally void, totally bottled before Him with all His chasadim. Then we can be Loy Anachnu and Loy with the Vav, with an incredible closeness, with an incredible level of hasaga, of perception, of an incredible level of ashras hashchina that we could be zeichet to. There's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Shavuos that when they came to the Mekadesh Yerushalayim, there was a whole process the Mishnah describes. Melech, Novi, Urim, Betumim, Shivim, the Sanhedrin, Shnei Toidos, and Shir. With song. What was the Shir? The Gemara said, the Chinayrois, the Nevolim, the Tzaltzolim, many, many instruments. And they went around Yerushalayim and they sang. They sang a number of kapitlach Tehillim. The first kapitel, seemingly the Rosh, is Mizma la Soida. Al kol even gedoyla, al kol pina upina. On every scrape, on any large stone, in any corner, they sang the song with great joy. Why? I think, as we're understanding, Mizma L'Soida, when one recognizes every stone, every corner, everything that we have, even the smallest item is Hu Asanu. Hu Asanu, it comes from the highest levels of His Chesed to our low existence, and we can reach that level of Chalkama Lefanecha Tishtacha Bevaloy Anachnu on every small item that we have, Afilu Achas, then through that we can have Ashroas Hashchina Veloy Anachnu in any part of our existence, in any part of our world. We should be zaycha to this kind of humility, to this kind of understanding, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, but the depths of our heart to the point that we're not just kol berech l'chasicha v'chol koyma l'fanecha tishtachaveh. And with that joy and simcha of recognizing and feeling His great kindness, we can reach and be zaycha to Ashroas HaShchina in every part of our existence.